Yeah, it is. I mean, it's really exciting. I'm actually in LA right now, and so I was up at whatever 5:20 with Andrew watching the announcement. And yeah, it's, I mean, you know, we were optimistic, but like you never want to be too confident. And we thought we'd get a few, but yeah, it was great to get, you know, to get that many, and great that Robbie Ryan, another Dubliner who shot the film, the cinematographer, got the nod, and great that Yorgos, who directed the film, got the nod. So it was, yeah, it was great.
And you have a lovely and successful relationship with the director, Yorgos. Tell us about that and him.
Well, we first met on this film when he made a film called Dogtooth, which was Oscar nominated, and we loved it. It was in Greek. He's Greek, obviously. And we were looking for a director for this film, The Favourite, about 10 years ago. And we sent him the script at that point, and he jumped on board, and we started developing it. And then he came to us with the idea for The Lobster, which we did together, and then subsequently came to us with the idea for Killing the Sacred Deer, which we also did together. So we've a long kind of history with them, and you know, hope to continue working with them into the future, for sure.
That gives people an idea. So this was an idea 10 years ago, The Favourite.
Well, actually, it's even older than that, because it was one of the other producers, Cece Dempsey. She was developing it for 10 years before it came to us.
Right,
so
20 years in development. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, 20 years in development, which is, to be fair, quite unusual, but it's not unheard of by any means, you know. Yeah. But yeah.
And there's going to be great fun now with the name, isn't it? The Favourite. Is it their favourite to win?
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, it's like, I know. You know, people say this, but it is true. It's kind of getting the nominations is a win. It's such a win. You know, it's brilliant. And we'll see beyond that what happens. But, you know.
Who are you up against in the Best Picture category?
Well, we're up against Roma. That'd be like, it's probably, you know, that also got 10 nominations. But then you've got films like Bohemian Rhapsody and, you know, which is very successful. Black Panther, which is huge. Black Klansman, Green Book, Star is Born, yeah. Vice. So, you know, it's some pretty good movies there, and some pretty big movies there. So it's we'll see. But you know, yeah. This is great, and we'll take this and we'll bank it and we'll be very happy. So
you've been there before. Just explain to people what this means for Robbie Ryan now, and cinematographer. What exactly does he do?
So he's the director of photography, cinematographer, or cameraman, right. If you want to put it in the kind of most simplistic parlance. But the film is, for anyone who's seen it, one of the extraordinary things about it is that Robbie used no lights, which is very unusual to make a film without using any lighting. So in other words, he just used natural light. So, and for the nighttime scenes, he used a lot of candles and fire, and that gives it an extraordinary kind of feel and look, very natural, but also very useful. Mm. And Robbie is, he's a brilliant cameraman, you know, working with some of the best directors in the world. Like, he's very highly regarded internationally. But, you know, again, for him, getting this recognition is just puts him into another league, I think, of visibility, you know. I mean, that's the bottom line for this film, and for all of us in a way, what it does is it gives the film more visibility, which ultimately means more people go and see it. So that's good.
I'm really looking forward to seeing it. Neil, who works on the show, went to see it, and he says it's wildly funny and wildly sad.
Good, yeah.
So Best Picture, Best Actress, Olivia Colman, and two nominations for Best Supporting Actress, Emma Stone and Rachel Weisz. And then the Best Director, we said, Best Original Screenplay, Best Cinematographer, Robbie Ryan, Best Costume Design, Best Production Design, Best Film Editing. Congratulations, Ed. We'll be talking to you hopefully around the time of the Oscars, and hopefully it'll be good news on some of those 10 nods. It's on February 24th. Thanks, Ed.
Thanks so much. Thanks, Ray.